Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I am the Anticlimax.
Anticlimax, I am the anticlimax. I spilt the salt and I brushed it away. Bad luck, old chum, I heard them say. I cracked a laugh with a mischievous grin. It was met with faces as long as sin. An anticlimax. I am the anticlimax. Anticlimax. I am the anticlimax.
Here's Paul.
You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Mobs, who are Northamptonshire's finest garage punk deliverers. How about that?
Okay, yeah.
They are, like, absolutely brilliant. This is a fantastic album. We played tracks on it to death now. A fantastic album called Garage Punk for Boys came out last year. That was a track called I Am the Anticlimax. I am running out of things to play off that, so I'm just praying that they come up with some new stuff soon, because I just like hearing them. What is The Mobs website?
TheMobs.co.uk?
It is indeed, and Mobs is M-O-B-B-S. TheMobs.co.uk. Tony 1, Paulie B and the Internet 0. So, slightly different show this week in that it is a special, but it's not an all the way through special. It has got the 9 songs again, which is what we're now dealing with, Tony.
I remember.
So we've got the 9 songs again, but I'm going to just explain some. Well, I'm going to read something out.
Okay.
So, on Monday, March the 9th, as in just gone, BBC 4 screened a documentary on Cambodia space project called Rocking Cambodia, Rise of a Pop Diva. That it's been made at all, Tony, is something of a miracle, because this has coincided with a John Pirozzi movie called Don't Think I've Forgotten, which will shortly be screened in New York. It's had a limited screening in other countries, hasn't come to the UK yet. What's it about? Well, I'm just going to read out a section of the press release, all right? Because I got this the other day, and I couldn't put this any better than what they've written themselves. Here you go.
Okay.
Reveling in the songs of the Beatles and the Bee Gees, in the 1960s, young Cambodians built a wildly popular new type of pop that combined funk, soul and rock with the hypnotic rhythms of their own traditional music. But when the Khmer Rouge came, the musicians were the first against the wall, and most of what once existed was lost forever. Don't Think I've Forgotten is filmmaker John Perozzi's, attempt to reclaim this unheard musical history from the grip of the genocide, combining rare archive footage, never-before-heard recordings and interviews with the few surviving artists. This is an impossible-to-resist portrait of a music like no other and the power of rock and roll to save a nation's soul. Basically, Tony, pretty much the entire music scene was murdered by the new regime.
Jesus.
It's absolutely outrageous. I would just wonder whether in years to come someone will probably make a similar film about Simon Bloody Cowell. Anyway, the upshot is that what we've done this week, in conjunction with Metal Postcard Records, who provide independent music from the Pacific Rim and beyond, not to be too technical here, is what we've done is we've put together a kind of a Cambodian music special, right? But of the bands that survived, very little of the vinyl survived. You know, I imagine that was burnt and destroyed and all that.
Yeah.
Very few of the bands and members of the bands themselves survived. This is something that's really, really been dug up and lovingly recrafted in recent years. So I'm very limited as to what I can play. Metal Postcard were brilliant. They sent me everything they'd got. I went through it and I've picked the most suitable things. What I'm basically saying is, you're not really going to expect the next song. And because of how we're doing the format this week, we're going to have two songs in a row now. So what we're going to get is, stay tuned for a track by Cambodian Space Project that we mentioned before, that is more the kind of punky radio thing, and you'll see how Cambodian music has become what it is as a result of what it was. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
So the first track I'm going to play is, but and excuse my pronunciation on all of this, but Roz Seresiothea, and a track called Krom Min Sok Jet Te, I think, which the English translation is, I don't satisfy. Certainly don't. I am the anticlimax. Because there isn't a website as such for Roz Seresiothea, what's the Metal Postcard website? Because you can find more information down there.
metalpostcard.com.
It is, it's Tony 2, poorly being this net nil, and this is Krom Min Sok Jet Te.
Thank you.
Foxy Moron.
Listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bench this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Cambodian Space Project and Mon Song Jet Day, which actually means I'm unsatisfied. So the song before was called I Don't Satisfy. I am the anticlimax, and this was I'm Unsatisfied. The reason I put those two in a row is because I think it gives you quite a good idea of how Cambodian music has reinvented itself in recent years when it went back to Cambodia after Kampuchea, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, what is Cambodian Space Project's website?
CambodianSpaceProject.com.
You're getting good at this. It's Tony 3, probably being internet nil. So you're having your own little revolution right there, Tony. So have you got, and we will be playing another track by Cambodian Space Project later on in the show as well. I should point that out. Right, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la.
Now that, Tony, could be given a really brilliant Cambodian angle.
Okay.
If anyone would like to record that brilliant tune, Cambodian rock and roll style, I'd be happy to hear it. Right, let's go to comments anyway.
Yep, so if you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like the page, follow the page, leave us a comment, get in touch. That's what it's all about. Do let us know what you like, what you didn't like. Just get in touch is what I'm saying, basically. We had a few comments this week in response to last week's show. Josh had been in touch, Josh Murphy.
Hello, Josh.
Long time listener. Who says King Salami and Boot Scraper this week. Oh, boy. He's not wrong. He was.
He was very excited, wasn't he?
Yeah.
It was good last week. I mean, I know I say that every week, but yeah, it was. The music was good last week.
Jen Glenn Chrisan's been in touch.
Loving the Jen Glenn.
Yeah. Don't know which one this one is. Is it Jen or is it Glenn? I was digging some older episodes with the likes of The Smears, Cantoy and Zombina. Wicked.
I'm telling you right now, it's the fella.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, he's gone with all the girls.
I can't remember Cantoy, but obviously the Spears and Zambina, I do remember.
Cantoy were one of the Japanese bands we used to play.
Ah, right, okay.
As we're still doing Pacific Rim stuff here, how about that?
Yes. There you go then. Do let us know what the tracks were, maybe we can feature them on From the Vaults or something.
Yes, I'll definitely do a From the Vaults of one of those. Let me know what you'd like to hear again. Or if you'd like to hear something by one of those artists, I'll try and find something. We're going to be low on Cantoy, I'm telling you that now.
Right.
Because, what was the name of that website? They were fantastic. The Japanese...
The punk website.
Japan
Files?
Japan Files, yeah. They changed the way that they marketed their acts and they stopped making music available to podcasters. That's why we hit an abrupt stop. And they were very apologetic. They said, it's come from on high. The guy I dealt with said, it's a real shame. We were loving what you did and all that. But basically, the music stopped being available to podcasters.
Right.
Which is why we stopped. So it's going to be difficult for me to get a Cantoy track because it'll be on a previous laptop that's died, as we've discussed before. My laptops die either because of the massive amount of brilliant music on them or because... of all that porn.
Yeah. Computers are shit.
Oh, they are.
Yes. Missiles October, going to briefly just say thanks. And with 6 exclamation marks, I do believe they mean it.
That's an absolute pleasure, Missiles of October, and we will be playing something else by you in future weeks.
Joseph Brady's been in touch.
Blimey, Tony, you got a right old list here.
I know. All great tunes this week. I especially like Missiles of October and Captain Gin versus the Victory Gin.
Yeah, I know why Joe liked that. He's a right old punk rocker, that boy.
There you go. Nez Coy's been in touch.
Hello, Nez.
Another great track.
He always makes me think of coffee.
Nice. Yeah. Another great track from the UK subs. I remember seeing them in 1982 at Bath Pavilion, still kicking some punky tunes. Was a great song last week.
Yeah, it is. And that is their 25th album. So they've only got one letter left because they've done the albums alphabetically before they have to reset.
Finally, Fatboy's been in touch.
Hello, Fatboy.
To see Branston Beans in Cumberland's, it's a goth fry-up.
See, I'm going to do a Fatboy special one day.
What, all goth?
No, all beans.
That's it for Facebook this week.
Well, in that case, let's hear...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
No.
I'll never tire of that. Something else from Cambodia now. How about a little bit of completely different? Okay. Fancy a bit of completely different?
I do.
Well, we've all been completely different so far. Because this is a up-to-date, recent, hot-off-the-presses Cambodian reggae-stroke-dub band called Dub Addiction. And this is Versus, and I haven't got the name of the band they're doing stuff with, but it's a punk band they've got involved with. So, but what we've got here is some real happy, up-tempo reggae, basically. Good. Now, it's got, again, an unpronounceable title for me, Tony, but I'm going to tell you what it is right now. It's War Makers. I'm sure it's not that. But what I want to know is, Tony, what is Dub Addiction's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/... Dub Addiction?
No. Facebook.com/Dub Addiction Cambodia. All in Internet 1, Tony 3, and this is What Makers.
Habe mir dabei gedacht, wo habe ich die Nacht verbracht? Ich hatte keine Ahnung mehr, woher ich komme und wo ich war. Ich weiß nur, dass da jemand war, auf den ich scharf war. Es war die kleine geile Sau vom Hart, ich kenn noch nicht mal ihren Namen. Sie danach zu fragen, war mir auch egal. Ich wollte nur geliebt werden und nicht nur am Rand stehen. Und ich wollte sie mitnehmen und mit ihr ficken gehen. Komm mal rüber, Baby, ja, ich fang dich auf. Wir haben einen coolen Abend, machen einen Rauch. Du bist das allerschönste Baby, was ich kenne auf der Welt. Ich weiß da haargenau, was geht ja und was dir gefällt. Und ich folge dir überall auf der Welt. Du bist die Energy für mich und Eddie, überhaupt nichts geht. Fühle mich ganz nah, ja, nur mit dir allein wird alles wieder wunderbar und wahr. Und was sie darauf sagte, war mir ein bisschen ungeheuer. Ich hatte mir gedacht, ich mach mal schnelles Abenteuer. Denn ich war so rallig wie frei, der Rest, der war mir allerlei. Und ein reinstecken und nicht nur in der Ecke hocken. Vamos.
dabei, was mal bloß der halbe Stunde. Deine Abi frei, was mal bloß eine Sekunde. Bin ich mit dabei, was mal bloß der halbe Stunde. Ich brauch die Kohle, die du hast, mir sind überhaupt nicht, was du machst. Ich brauche was zu fressen, aber werd dich gleich vergessen. Aber was du tun kannst und ich ergib mir 100 Dollar. Ich mache dir einen schönen Abend und ich knall dich. Dollar,
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 Dollar.
Man denkt, wir das Reva, ja, das wir war, wo mir lieber, wo niemand denkt, wir das Reva, ja, das wir war, wo mir lieber, wo niemand denkt, wir das Reva, ja, das wir war, wo mir lieber, wo niemand denkt, wir das Reva, ja, das wir war, wo mir lieber. Komm, komm mal los, eine Sekunde, ab in die mit dabei, wart mal bloß eine halbe Stunde, an deiner Abi frei, wart mal los, eine Sekunde, bin ich mit dabei, wart mal bloß eine halbe Stunde,
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 Stunde.
Man denkt, wir das Reva, ja, das wir war von mir lieber, wo niemand denkt, wir das Reva, ja, das wir war von mir lieber, wo niemand denkt, wir das Reva, ja, das wir war von mir lieber, wo niemand denkt, wir das Reva, ja, das wir war von mir lieber. Komm, wart mal bloß eine Sekunde, ab in die mit dabei, wart mal bloß eine halbe Stunde, an deiner Abi frei, wart mal bloß eine Sekunde, bin ich mit dabei, wart mal bloß eine halbe Stunde.
Listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
What do you think of dub addiction then?
It's definitely addicted to dub.
Well, that's one way of putting it, Tony. Real upbeat stuff, and it's off a great album as well. Do check out the Facebook page, and if you enjoyed that track, I'd recommend you get the album as well. You really, really like it. Did you do anything last week?
Only things of note, we spent most of the weekend chasing eBay wins. We went to on Saturday we went to Corn to pick up a headboard. On Sunday we went to Worcester to pick up something or other, a table. So we spent the afternoon in Worcester. No great shakes. Probably not be going back. What did you get up to?
I hope one day someone makes a movie of the story of your life.
It'd be wall to wall action. it'd be called From Coventry to Worcester, a Tony's Tale, something like that.
I think they'd get Van Damme to star.
Naturally.
I had my gigs last week.
Oh, okay.
My gigs up around where I live in Baldock, Hitchin and Letchworth. And thanks very much to Jeremy O'Donnell and Duncan Oakley for coming down, doing a fabulous job all three nights. Thursday was packed. Friday was packed. Saturday wasn't packed. But Saturday was still busy, so it ended up being a really, really good weekend, and I had a really good laugh, and lots of funny things happened, and it obviously got involved in some booze and all that, as usual. And you can find out about future gigs of mine that I put on myself via lastminutecomedy.com. I'm sorry I don't really have more information than that, but I can't remember a lot about it, to be honest.
Okay.
Little bit, uh-oh. What I've also done is... But yesterday and this afternoon, I did a comedy workshop in a school in Hitchin. And yesterday, for 2 hours, I took 11 pupils between the ages of 11 and 14 on a comedy voyage of discovery. When they got their two-minute routines together, and they then went away and learnt them last night. And this afternoon, at lunchtime at the school, they did a comedy show for all of their mates and all their classes. So we had about 100 kids in the drama studio watching this show. And one of the things I get them to do, as I've talked about this before, is I get them to write what's a new version of what's black and white and red all over, and there's various ways that they put together their new things. My two favourites were what's black and white and red all over.
Dunno.
Bird poo jam.
Nice.
Yeah. What's black and white and red all over?
Dunno.
101 Dalmatians, the director's cut.
Nice.
The idea of dog slaughter always pleases me. Right, it's time for From the Vault, Tony.
Okay.
Now, this is a relatively new feature. We've done it sporadically down the years, but we're now going to put it in the middle of the show. We're going to play a classic track that we've played in the past. And for this show, particularly this week, I wanted to play a political band that really are full-on punk rock, so that those of you listening for the first time get more of an idea of what the normal fare is. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
makes sense. So who better to pick than Riot Squad, Mansfield's finest? And they don't have a website anymore, Tony.
Are they going anymore?
Well, no, that's right. But they have got a Wikipedia page.
Oh, blimey.
Which is a really good read. What's the Wikipedia page for Riot Squad?
Wikipedia.com/riot-squad?
No. wikipedia.org/wiki/riot_squad. So I'm having that one. All of you in at 2, Tony 3. The Wikipedia page is really, really funny because when Ched left the band, you remember Ched? When Ched left the band, it was because him and Pommy had had a bit of a row about musical differences, which I always found a little bit difficult to reconcile, because how you can possibly have musical differences in Riot Squad was really beyond me, seeing as the basic musical pattern was we play it fast, we play it loud, and we shout a lot.
Nah.
I'm not sure what Ched wanted instead, but someone has mucked about with the Wikipedia page. So every single member of Riot Squad who's ever been on it gets this lovely write-up about them, and he says, Ched left to pursue a career in plate spinning and was the world champion plate spinner 5 years in a row. I was really laughing when I was reading through it. So do have a look. It's an interesting read, actually. Riot Squad date back to, they were second wave punk when they sort of 82, I think they started. And as I say, very political. And at a time when Cambodia was actually Kampuchea and in a right mess. You know what? Britain was in a bit of a mess too for different reasons. And Riot Squad were one of the bands that came out and fought against it. So, Tony, here we go with a classic from their album that came out now. When did this come out? 2006, I think. Persecute the Weak, it was called, wasn't it? Persecute the Weak, Protect the Strong. Was it that way around?
I can't remember.
It was something like that, wasn't it? Anyway, fantastic album. Really, absolutely brilliant. This is a live classic from when we saw them a few times, actually, live. This is No Escape. Listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That song sure does rock, doesn't it?
Yes, and the band rocked.
It doesn't, yeah, they were great live. And hello to Pommy, Ched, Chiz, Staz, Luke and Mark, who were the members we knew over the time that they were about. Three of them are still playing in Septic Psychos, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, yeah. So maybe you get the chance to see Septic Psychos, who are similar fare to Riot Squad. Now then, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
And that means it must be time for Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
Yep, another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club. It's still where it was. It's on Holloway Road now, so don't go to Denmark Street, go to Holloway Road. So all fibbers, apparently. So this Sunday there's a open mic night, so do go to that if you want to. But Thursday, Friday, Saturday I'm doing this week. So this Thursday, Stash, the Love Me Tenders, Aidan Connell, or Connell rather, and the Noonday Parade. It's BSTV episode number 9, apparently.
I don't know what that means.
I ain't got a clue. 12 for the 12 bar. Could be some kind of recording or a charity night.
Oh, you've given me a clue there.
I have.
Is it free entry?
It is.
Oh, I'm good.
It's free entry, but we will be asking for donations at the band. At the bar, sorry.
Yeah.
So, there you go. So, it's kind of like your bucket thing, isn't it? You don't pay to get in, but pay what you want to.
Yeah.
While you're there.
It's basically a really good idea. You get to see some bands that are getting together for a good cause. You leave some money at the bar. Some of it might go to the bands. Some of it will go to charity, etc., etc. But you know what? It still feels like a free night out, and you're seeing some great music.
Yeah. It's good to see that. Might be catching on a bit more. Let's see. This Friday the 13th.
Oh, is it another Friday the 13th? Oh, dear.
Yeah. The Witch Doctors, The Thrones, Samuel Kirk, and special guests, Brunk. It's a Bonnie and Clyde's Renegade Rendezvous night. How much do you think that is?
£6.
It is.
Ooh. Yeah.
And finally, Saturday night, Vince Ray and the Bone Shakers, The Dead Wardians, and Rehabilitated. So what do you think?
You got me there. That would have been put together. And I'll know quite a few people at that gig, actually.
Yeah?
All right. Tenner.
£8 on the door.
Oh, I was going to say £8 on the door as well. Anyway, never mind. So that's actually 068. 68. Mm. So that is... Oh, blimey.
Same side of the road.
Yeah, but how many doors down?
300.
Well, it's not...
299.
Is it? No, it can't be... 299 doors down, isn't it? You're right.
Yeah.
299 doors down from the Beast. It's a devilish night of music, but I'm afraid he wouldn't be even be aware of it.
You wouldn't know. No.
No. By the way, the devil, we haven't heard from you in a while. About time we did again.
That's true. Yeah, get in touch.
Anyway.
That's it. So
that's it for now. So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. Right, next song, Tony. Here's something interesting for you. This is from an artist called Sin Sisamuth, who I can pretty much guarantee won't be playing around here anytime soon. It's another artist from Cambodia. Okay. Now, this could sound like a cover version, but technically it's not. The song's called Thignai Khor Chrae, which the English translation is The Sun Is Setting, which will give you a clue to how it actually goes. I don't know what you're going to make of this. I absolutely loved it. I thought it was fantastic. It started going. I thought, oh, I know this. And then, oh, I know this. And then I thought, oh, I wonder if that's a literal translation of the lyrics, but I don't think it is. Anyway, we're going to slow things down a bit now, Tony, basically.
Oh, right, okay.
Well, we're going to slow things down a bit now. Now, because Sin Sisamuth hasn't got a website, what with him being one of the, I think, possibly one of the victims of the... Khmer Rouge purge, and my apologies if he isn't and if he's still alive, but I haven't checked this. What I have got a website for is the Don't Think I've Forgotten movie, where you can find out more about the movie, and there's some merch and all sorts of things, and possibly ways that if in your own country you'd like it to be screened yourself, maybe you could get in touch with them. So what is the website for Don't Think I've Forgotten, the movie about Cambodian rock and roll, its demise, and then, like a phoenix from the ashes, it's rise again?
Don't think I've forgotten.com?
No, it's DTIFCambodia.com. Paulie B and the internet. Tony 3, isn't it? The back level?
Yeah.
It is. 3 all. Here goes then. Enjoy Thignai Khor Chrae.
Thank you.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was basically House of the Rising Sun, but they're not quite House of the Rising Sun, and it was in Cambodian, and it's not the same lyrics, and it's got a different title. Other than that, identical.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And if you think that was strange, wait for the next one. Anyway, are you doing anything this week?
No. No, not this week.
Can you make something up? Because I'm not either.
I'm going to go out and have lots of drinks and go and see some bands, and it's going to be great. I'm going to do loads every night this week.
Even when you describe something imaginary you're going to do, it doesn't sound that inspirational. I thought you were going to say, yeah, I'm going to go rock climbing in space with Lady Gaga. That would be making something
that
up.
That is true.
So I'm going to have some drinks and watch some bands. You could just... Mind you, would you get cans in and watch Top of the Pops if it was still on?
Nah.
No.
Nah.
Nah. Mm. Well, maybe you'll think of something to do this weekend.
Maybe. Who knows?
Maybe. I have got a free weekend. I'm doing a lot of work towards the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, so I'm not likely to be getting out and about, but I haven't ruled out a night in London, so... the Friday or Saturday night, if I've got some London types to go with, I could end up down 12 bar. I know I've threatened that many times before and not made it, but in lieu of a better offer right now, I might be going down there. So we'll see. So this is a short bit, in other words, isn't it, Tony?
It is.
It yes, is. Yes. Which means we're just going to crack on with some more Cambodian shiz. All right?
Okay.
We've got two songs in a row now. We're going Cambodian crazy here. So the first artist you're going to hear from is an artist called Pen Ron with, again, an unpronounceable track for me. I can't even say unpronounceable. That's my problem. Konviacha Thasnehakrom, right? Which means don't say you love me. So, now, this is a bit of a rocker, but I don't know whether what I imagine will be coming apparent here is that the 60s Cambodian... rock and roll thing they got going tended to be some pretty cool kind of 60s guitar band stuff, but with female singers.
All right.
It seems to be, you know, female singers seem to be de rigueur. So interesting that the track we're going to play after that is another track of Cambodian Space Project featuring a female singer. So basically, girl singers are doing well in Cambodia. It makes it extra sad that they were probably lined up against a wall and shot to pieces. How can you do that to lady singers?
Yeah.
Oh, unless they are obviously female Canadian vocalists, in which case they all deserve to die. I've been through this before with you.
Yes.
But not for many years.
No. Well,
no, yeah. I haven't. Anyway, basically, I haven't got any more websites for the time being, so we're just staying on three all, and then we'll have one to finish, all right?
Okay.
So stay tuned for Cambodian Space Project. This is Pen Ron.
Mommy, get up, let's have snack on you.
Spearmint Click Click.
Listening to Guana Bats Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Cambodian Space Project, their second track on this show, a track called Dance Twist. Right, catchy little number, Tony.
Lovely.
Yeah. So that does wrap up the Cambodian music for this week, but if I can just remind you that you can find out more about particularly up-to-date Cambodian music via Metal postcard.com. Thanks, Sean, and the guys for sending us that stuff through. We have got this week's show together very quickly with the music available to us, and I hope everyone's happy with it, and the very best of luck with the movie and the upcoming release featuring some of the bands from it. And also best of luck to all the Cambodian music scene. It just seems fascinating. It's something I wish I knew more about.
I wasn't aware of it at all.
No, well, largely because most of them are shot.
Yes, well, that would be one main reason, of course.
Yeah, and there was like, it was a bit like North Korea in those days. You weren't getting a lot of information out of it. Have you got a twat?
No.
Right. Let's go through this and be a bit stern, will you?
Punky listeners, as we approach our 500th show, which isn't very far away, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. Five shows. I think it's show 495. And
Christ on a bike.
Yeah. And, you know, we used to have twats all the time. And we have gone a bit twatless lately. We do need twats, and we can't do it unless you email them. As stated before, we are pretty confident that there are twats still out there. I see them all the time. Maybe we should get their names. But if you do have them to nominate, do email me. tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Do your duty, and email me now.
Yeah, if I could remember the leader of the Cambodian regime, the most notorious one, it wasn't Pol Pot, was it? It was Pol Pot.
Was he committed? I don't know.
Have you got the internet in front of you right there?
Somewhere around. Let's have a look. Pol Pot.
I think it was Pol Pot. Yeah, I think it was Pol Pot.
Cambodian Socialist Revolutionary.
Right, there you go. That'll do nicely. I've got a clap for you. So, Tony, just so the listeners listening for the first time know how this goes. What we want, what do you want, Tony? We want their name, where they're from, why they're a twat. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Right, so Pol Pot from Cambodia for shooting lady pop stingers is a twat. There's a number of other issues we could have added here, but that one's really got on my nerves. The least he could have done was be Canadian. So, the very least. So what else are we going to do in this bit then? How are you going to cover this?
I've got another gig guide.
Oh, that's handy. That means it's time for Tony's International Gig Guide Part 2. That was very handy, wasn't it?
Yeah. The Kenneths have been in touch. I think we played them last week. And they got Boofy in touch with yourself to mention that their website is thekenneths.com. So if we're looking for them, that's where you can find them.
My apologies, the Kenneths. It didn't occur to me to just try that. I went around the net looking for you. So what haven't they done? They haven't got enough meta tags or something like that on it.
They're probably not metted up. Yeah.
They're not metted up, are they?
Not metted up. Maybe Google have shafted them. Who knows? Google shafts everyone. But anyway, they're thekenneths.com. And they're on tour, apparently, with Bleach Blood at the minute.
Well, the very best of luck to the Kenneths and Bleach Blood on this tour.
Yeah. And they're saying, can we plug their upcoming gig? They've got a gig in London, March 28th, a couple of weeks away. They're playing at Power Lunches in Dalston.
Right.
2 quid on the door. But apart from that, they're going to be on the Warped Tour in America, so lots happening for them. So keep an eye on the Kenneths and let us know.
Well done, the Kenneths.
Yes.
So yeah, so that's March 28th,
Power Lunches, Dalston, 2 quid.
We said that same time, it's clever, wasn't it?
And a quick note, don't forget this, we do the 12-bar gigs every week, but it doesn't have to be. If you do have gigs to promote or anything, could be anywhere because it is international gig guide, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com, type your email, gig guide, and we'll read them out on the show.
I got in a bit of trouble, Tony.
Why is that?
I got in a bit of trouble last week. I just remembered. My friend Una. Una is a punk rocker. She's always been a punk rocker. She's one of the biggest punk rockers in the world. She's super punk rock. She's had a Mohawk since she was 15, and she was one of the Chelsea set, one of the King's Road punks back in there, London. She's from Kilburn, proper punk rocker. And she's the one who goes out with Luke, who's the Clockwork Skinhead.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Una and Luke, right? And Una had put on Monday, she put, oh, I didn't realise that yesterday was International Women's Day. That's another week, that's another year that's passed me by then. And I put on her page, oh, you were probably getting Luke's tea ready and doing the ironing. Oh, that went off. Anyway, I hope everyone enjoyed their International Women's Day and enjoyed the cross-dressing that goes with it. Right, last track this week. Okay. Vinnie and the Stars, Tony.
Okay.
They've got a new album out called Development, and when it came out, Vinnie himself got in touch with me and said, listen, we got a track for you. You're going to really like it. It's on this album. It's called Get Enough, Not Enough. I played it a week or two ago.
Mm.
It's really good. Anyway, my apologies. I can't remember what it's called. Anyway, I had to listen through the album, see if there was anything else we could play, and I thought this is a really nice way to end this show this week. So we've got another track from Vinnie and the Stars' latest album. And you know what? We've spent all that time in Cambodia, Tony, via Mansfield and Northamptonshire. I thought it was only right that we finished on the, like, with a bit of Humber Delta blues. What do you reckon?
Nice.
All the way from Hull. Humber Estuary blues, really. Don't think it's got much of a delta. What is Vinnie and the Stars' website?
VinnieandTheStars.co.uk.
No, it's VinnieandTheStars.com. I've done it. I've gone from 3-0 down to win 4-3. VinnieandTheStars.com. I'm poorly being internet for Tony 3. Here's a great bit of Humberside blues to finish the show this week. This is Ghosts on TV.
bit of craze in 76 after Star Trek days. That was not just a TV phase. Arthur C. Clarke then paved the way. Along came Ghostwatch in 92. Was this a live broadcast? Nobody knew. Then came Aspel, Strange But True. Was it fact or fiction? There was no clue. On your TV, UFOs and radio hosts, near-death experience, reality shows, photographs and poltergeists, we like a good fright. So lock your doors and windows, let's get freaky tonight. Ghosts on your TV, UFOs and radio hosts, near-death experience, reality shows, photographs and poltergeists, we like a good fright. So lock your doors and windows, let's get freaky tonight. After 2000, Yvette was the queen of paranormal TV like no one had seen. When most haunted took to the screens, it was every ghost enthusiast dream. So many people criticized, was it all real, was it all lies? Stood the test, raised public interest, with life after death people are obsessed. UFOs and radios, near-death experience, reality shows, photographs and poltergeists, we like a good fright. So lock your doors and windows, let's get freaky tonight. Ghosts on your TV, UFOs and radios, near-death experience, reality shows, photographs and poltergeists, we like a good fright. So lock your doors and windows, let's get freaky tonight. TV. Chariots of the Ghost struck a chord with me. Questions are asked, did aliens leave signs on the earth for us all to see? Was God an astronaut? That's some serious food for thought. Think about it with a modern mind. It's written in religion, God's came from the skies. Ghosts on your TV, UFOs and radio hosts, near-death experience, reality shows, photographs and poltergeists, we like a good fright. So lock your doors and windows, let's get freaky tonight. Ghosts on your TV, UFOs and radio hosts, near-death experience, reality shows, photographs and poltergeists, we like a good fright. So lock your doors and windows, let's get freaky tonight.
That's about it for this week. Hope you've enjoyed yourselves. Don't forget, if you've got any jokes or poems for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. We like to read them out. We haven't had any in a while, but about time we did. Tony, could you just mention the internet stations currently carrying this show?
Yes, we are on Podunk, Podunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com. We're on Radio Andra, Radio Andra, A-N-D-R-A.S-E. And we're on TBFM, which you can find tbfmonline.co.uk.
Fantastic, and thank you very much to those for providing the service to allow us to be on that there online stuff. And if you are listening online right now, why not drop us a line and tell us which one you're listening to? That'd be a good idea, wouldn't it?
That would be a good idea.
It would indeed. That's about it for this week. I hope you enjoy whatever you're doing. Thank you very much to Sean and Metal Postcard for allowing us to have all the links to the Cambodian music we play this week. The show's been a little bit different to normal, I hope you appreciate, but I've tried to create a balance and I think it's been interesting, and I've enjoyed it. I always enjoy it anyway. I think any regular punky radio listener will go, oh, that was great. Anyone listening for the first time will be as back to normal as we get next week. That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.